Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For some weeks now, we've been on the subject of the Lord, my healer. And we want to continue on that today. We'll review just a little bit. In Exodus 15 and 26, the Lord revealed himself as the Lord who heals us. One of these compound redemptive names, Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord who heals you. Others say, I, Jehovah, am healing you. One says, I am the Lord your God, and I cure your diseases. The word cure and heal has the idea of fixing. He is our fixer. Yes. The Lord who fixes us. Amen. How many would receive some fixing? There's no such thing as a perfect body in the earth. No such thing. Because everything has been affected by the curse. And even a newborn baby, and they say, well, the baby's perfect. Well, if you examine the baby on a microscopic level, and not even that much, you'll find one eye's a little bit bigger than the other, one foot, one hand, different little things here and there. So what we call perfect is really just good operating condition. Because it's not perfect. Everything's been affected by sin and the curse. And, you know, there's enough stuff in the atmosphere, in the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food you eat, to kill you 1,000 times over every day. And you can live in fear, and you can try to avoid all of it, you will not be able to. I mean, what are you going to do about breathing? You only hold your breath so long. And if you live in fear, a spiritual principle is that what you fear is attracted to you. And your fears will come on you. It's dangerous to fear a thing. You open the door. Thank God, the Lord has delivered us from all our fears. Amen? You don't have to live in fear. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. Even when you have symptoms of overwhelming fear, maybe you're shaking, your knees are bumping, you just feel incapacitated, is when you must, if you're going to be victorious, speak out and say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. I will fear no evil. I refuse to fear. Somebody say, I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. That includes fearing what happens to your kids, your relatives, your job, your money, your investments. I'm just afraid, well, then you got a door open. I'm just afraid they're going to do this. I'm afraid they're going to mess this up. I'm afraid we're going to lose this. I'm afraid this is not going to work. Then you have doors open that the enemy can gain access and steal, kill, and destroy. We must not fear. We must resist it. And just by living in this world, things can try to affect your body. And it's not necessarily because of sin. You know, people asked Jesus about the man born blind. Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus said neither one. Well, then how did it happen? It happened because of Adam's and Eve's sin. Why are plants diseased? Not because they sinned. Right? Animals, why do they get sick? Not because they've sinned. And the same thing can happen, is happening to human beings all over the planet. But no matter what, and no matter why, we believers have a fixer. The Lord, our healer. The Lord who heals me. Come on, lift up a hand and say it out loud. You are the Lord, who heals me. You are the Lord, my healer. Yes. Just like He's my Savior, He's my healer and my provider and my protector. But you need to not just receive Him as one, but as everything you need. He's my healer. You know, Psalm 103 said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." Now, much of the church world does not believe that. They believe the first half of that verse. Many church-going people are adamant the Lord will forgive you of all your iniquities. But if you say, and He'll heal you of all your diseases, well, we just don't know. But that's not right. And Jesus, when He was ministering, and He told the man that his sins were forgiven, the scribes and Pharisees became upset and said, "Who is this that forgives sins?" And He said, "Which one's easier? To say your sins be forgiven, or rise up and walk?" I'm glad He didn't say which one's harder. By saying this, He's saying both of them are easy. Which one's easier? And the answer is, one's just as easy as the other, because the cure for both was accomplished in the same redemption. The same Jesus that took your sins took your sicknesses. And He bore the chastisement of our peace. And He was made poor. So, which one's easier? If we know the truth is, it's just as easy to receive a healing as it is to receive forgiveness. If you think it's not, you think wrong. Jesus is right, no matter what you think. Would you agree with that? No, it comes to a matter of faith. And one of the issues is, I can't see if you're forgiven or not. But I can see if you're healed or not. And so the problem is not which one's easier for God to do or which one's even easier to receive. The issue is, do we walk by faith or do we walk by sight? 2 Corinthians 4:18, if you'd look. We'll look at these for a moment and go on. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, temporary, subject to change, changing and being changed, but the things which are not seen are eternal." We're foolish and don't understand it if we fixate on what we can see and feel. We will live perpetually unstable lives. Because if you can see it, it's changing. It has changed and it will change. Everything you see and feel here is soon going to be gone. The elements of the planet are going to melt with fervent heat. I mean, everything you see. This body in its current state is going to be completely changed. This mortal is going to put on immortal. Hallelujah. Some have said, well, you know, some people are healed. A few are healed in this life, but many are healed in death. That's just dumb. If you died, you didn't get healed, you died. People say, well, many will be healed in the next life. Also dumb. Why? If you're in, your body is immortal and incorruptible, can't be corrupted, can't age, you won't need healing. You won't need fixing. So if you're going to get fixing, you better get it right now. You better get it now. Healing is for now. Praise God. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being my healer. Being my healer. But if we look, and it's a temptation. Don't care who you are, how many scriptures you know, how much you've prayed, how long you've been walking with the Lord. Any morning you get up, you can fixate on walking by sight. You can fixate on what you feel. You know, they warn us, I'm a pilot, and they warn us as pilots, don't fixate on a bad instrument. Instruments can fail. And if an instrument fails, you're supposed to train yourself to ignore that instrument. And of course, part of your training is to go by the instrument. But if you got a bad one, and I mean, it's your attitude and it's turning upside down, and you follow it, you'll follow it right into the ground. What they encourage you to do, look at some other things. We got other instruments. We got other things to look at. But you know, you can fear and you can panic and you can go, I hurt. I hurt. This doesn't look right. This doesn't feel right. Well, okay, it doesn't. But you can follow that right into the ground. There was a time it didn't look that way. There'll be a time it's not even here. It's already changed many different degrees and ways. It's changing right now. Why fixate on that when you could focus on something that is eternal? Something that will never fail and never change.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who gives me